riders were sent out into the Cherokee night, and they were told by their chief to find out what the moving lights in the sky meant. They camped in the mountains the first night, and they watched the lights in the sky. And the lights drew closer and closer. And on the second night, they moved along a distant ridge, the hunters, and the lights were closer still. And on the third night, they wondered. And on the fourth night, they saw the lights come out of the sky and drop down right onto the ridge where they were camping. And they blinked their eyes, the hunters did, and they saw that the lights from the sky were small animals with gray fur and little heads like turtles. And when the breeze played on the fur of the animals, showers of sparks flew up into the night sky. And the hunters swapped stories with these little star people. And they noticed that at night, the star people grew bright. And they seemed to shine like little campfires. But by day, they were gray balls of fur, except when the wind stirred their fur, and then the sparks flew out. They were quiet, the star people. And they didn't appear to want to leave. They just sat with the hunters, and the hunters seemed to talk to them, and they seemed to swap stories, but there were no words to the stories. On the seventh night, when the storytelling was done, the star people rose from the ground like balls of fire blown from a big campfire, and they climbed above the treetops, light as feathers, higher and higher and higher, until they were just little, tiny, bright points. And the hunters nodded and said, "Those are stars."